I want to talk about a conference I went on a couple of weeks ago, and it's called Encountering the Father's Love. And you know, I'll be honest, I was feeling a little empty. I'm still feeling a little empty. And chatting to Rob, and he said, you want to go on this Encountering the Father's Love course? And it's a week-long conference, a whole week, four sessions a day, starting at 9, finishing at 5 in Bath. And I just thought, a week? What are we going to talk about for a week? And, you know, it was a long week, but it was an incredible week. And you need a week, because there's teaching, and then we pause, and we let the Holy Spirit minister to us. 60 or 70 of us in this church, little church in Bath. And we talked about God's extravagant love for us. And we've talked about how we have made God something that he is not. And we talked about all those things in our lives that have got in the way. Shame and unforgiveness and the judgments we make about people. We talked about intimacy with the Father as his children. We talked about God as mother, because God is Father and Mother. We talked about walking as children of God and not as slaves. We talked about the orphan spirit. Now, I have to confess, by Wednesday, I was tired because on Monday we prayed, Holy Spirit, come and dig deep in my heart and do the things that you need to do so that I can encounter the Father's love in the way that he wants me to encounter it. And by Friday, I was ready to come home, having encountered the Father's love and been given some stuff to think about and apply to my life. But it was really, really good. Really good. But one of the things that we did during the week, we sung this song that we've been singing here, and I hadn't really stopped to think about it. So I think it's the one about extravagant love of God. The thing that God really spoke to me about, and it was interesting that we prayed this morning, and Patricia, you prayed this morning about from the womb, throughout our lives, we are loved by God. And this was something the Lord was really speaking to me about and underlining about the womb. From even before we were even a thought or an idea or anything happened, God had us in his heart. Even as we grew in our mother's wombs, his love was being lavished upon us. Before I even took a breath, you breathed your life into me. You have been so, so kind to me. And then there's this sort of reflection as I sang this all the times when I've turned my back on him. Not even turned my back. I'd never even chosen to follow him all those years, yet he's there saying, come back, come back, come to me, come to me. He's there. And it was so good just to reflect on that. So I want us to sing this song. And I want us to really think about the words that we're singing. And I want to invite the Holy Spirit to come and just take those words and almost just speak them into our hearts. Because actually, changes everything. Fights to life and leaves the 99. So let's stand together. Thank you. the prayer that I was asked to pray at the start of that week was a brave and a dangerous prayer. Holy Spirit, come and dig deep in our hearts to reveal those things that really get in the way of us encountering the Father's love. So I just would encourage you to pray that prayer. Holy Spirit, dig deep into our hearts. God wants us to encounter and know his reckless love.